What's going on, everybody? Welcome in to American Football Network. Right now, we are live on our on the Podcast Boys Network channel. So make sure you guys check that out. Check them out on YouTube as well. Right now, we're live over on the Twitter. So make sure you check them out on YouTube. Also, check them out on Facebook. And while you're at it, go ahead and check us out as well over here on American Football Network. Help us set that goal of 1,300 subscribers by the end of February. We are a little less than 50 away. Just hit our goal of 1,250 not too long ago. So help us hit 1,300. Also, check out the description for links to our shop, podcast, website, Patreon page, and our College Football Roundup channel. Definitely make sure you go check out the shop. As I got one of the hoodies on right now, as you can see right there. So you guys go check that out and go get you one of these hoodies. But yeah, so let's go ahead and get started with today's video. And today we're talking about Justin Fields and his future. Is he potentially headed to the Pittsburgh Steelers or not? That is one thing that has really been in the talks lately. So we'll start just to look at the odds from DraftKings recently. The Steelers moved up to be the favorite, and that's where they sit right now. The Steelers are favored -25 are the odds on the Steelers to be the next quarterback or the next team for Justin Fields. The Bears at +200, Falcons at +600, Patriots at +650, Broncos at +1200, Commanders +1200, Raiders +1200, Seahawks +2500, Buccaneers +3500, and Vikings +3500. So those are the teams. The Falcons, I believe, were the favorite, and then the Steelers jumped way up. I believe the Steelers started behind the Patriots, and then they jumped way up and ended up as the favorite for Justin Fields now. But as it stands, as of today, the Steelers are -125 on the odds over at DraftKings to be the Steelers or the next team for Justin Fields. And I think that is it's a real possibility. I think it would be a good move. You know, you look at Kenny Pickett and what he's done so far in his career. His QB record in his career, he's 14-10, 62.6 completion percentage throughout his career, 4,474 yards in 25 games, 6.3 yards in a tip, 13 touchdowns to 13 interceptions, though. You know, that's obviously not great. You look at 2022 and 2023, he's played 12 games or 13 games in 22, 12 games in 23, started 12. Both years went 7-5. This year, his completion percentage dropped by a point from 63 to 62. His yards dropped by about 400. Had one less touchdown, but five less interceptions. Had, let's see here, fourth quarter comebacks led by the quarterback. He did have three in each, four game-winning drives in 22, three in 23. But the bottom line is Kenny Pickett isn't getting it done. 12 games is, you know, your five games. I mean, 13 games in 22, he threw for 2,400 yards. Like, that's, again, it isn't terrible, but it's not good whatsoever. He's not going to be a guy that gets you to a Super Bowl, and I think all the Steelers fans know that. I think Mike Tomlin knows that as well, and I think Mike Tomlin also knows that this upcoming season is going to be a big year for him, and this is something that he's going to have to really make a change at if he wants to have a good year. You know, and there's been a lot of signs that are leading to the potential of the Steelers going after not necessarily Justin Fields, but a quarterback. As you look, some of the recent moves they just did, Pittsburgh recently just really, I believe it was 2 days ago, and that's when they jumped up to the favorite for Fields. They recently just released Mitchell Trubisky, and Mason Rudolph is going to become a free agent this offseason. So that leaves only Kenny Pickett as the QB for the next year. In 2025, recently here, PFF did a mock trade of the Justin Fields trade, and he had the Steelers send in a 2024 second round pick and a 2025 fifth rounder to Chicago in exchange for Fields. And I think if you're Mike Tomlin, you look at this move, and if that's what it's going to take for them to give up to get Fields, I think you sit back and you look at this move and you say, all right, Fields is more talented than Kenny Pickett is. He has the, in my opinion, he's the second most talented quarterback in the NFC behind Jordan Love. Not the best, but the second most talented behind him. And again, I don't think Jordan Love is the best, but I think he's the most, he has the most talent of anybody in the NFC. And I think Fields is right there with him. I think that he's shown a lot of flashes, but I think at the same time, he hasn't had good coaching necessarily around him. And he definitely hasn't had a good mix of players around him either. He's never really had a good solid shot. Now, if the Steelers can get that offensive line retooled a little bit, they got Deontay Johnson. See if they can get him back to, see if they can get him back to where he was. They have George Pickens. See if they can get his head back on straight. They're going to have a very good run game between Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. And the defense is solid. It's getting a little bit older. They got some holes they need to fill, but it's a solid team. I could see this team, you know, maybe potentially winning a game in the playoffs if they go after Justin Fields. I would love to see him make this move. I think it would be a great move for Pittsburgh. I think it would work out very well for them. I think that they are the team that can, I think that they can really help turn Fields into a better quarterback and help develop him a little bit. And the Steelers are smart. You know, they've been a good team for a really long time. They know when it's time to move on and when it's time to stay put. And I think right now they know it's time to move on from Kenny Pickett, that they're not going to go anywhere under him. I think they know that, and I think that they're going to go out and they're going to do something about it. Now, whether this is trading up in the draft to try and get somebody going for Fields or trying to trade for anybody else, I don't know. But if I was the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm going after Justin Fields, because you're not going to have to give up your first-round pick this year. So now you get Justin Fields, you get your quarterback. With where you're picking at, you might be able to get Jackson Powers Johnson, interior lineman from Oregon. You could also go, maybe trade up three or four picks. Maybe you might have to give up a little bit more than that and go get one of those top edge rushers and kind of help get another guy in there to help replace Cam Hayward on the defensive line. It gives you a lot more opportunities if you're the Steelers, and you're sitting in a lot better of a spot if you can go ahead and get Fields now and still hold on to that first-round pick. Obviously, you wouldn't have your second-round pick, but Fields has potential to be a top-five quarterback in the NFL. So if you can go out and get him for a second-rounder this year and a fifth-rounder next year, you got to go do that. You have to. That would just be absolutely huge for the Steelers. I think that, again, it would – with the way the Ravens are looking, and they're going to be losing a lot of people. They got some guys aging this season. You look at the Bengals, the injuries are a lot of questions with them. You look at the Browns, are they going to be able to stay healthy? If the Steelers go out and you look at how the Steelers finished this year, they made the playoffs. So if the Steelers can go out and can get a quarterback and get some pieces put together, this might be a real team that has a shot at winning that division. And maybe making some noise, winning a game or two in the postseason if they go after Fields and they go get him. And obviously, you're going to need some more firepower on the offense in terms of play calling. Was it them that went out and got Arthur Smith? I believe it was. The Steelers went out and got Arthur Smith. And I think that's the big reason why they kept Najee Harris this season, is because you look at what Smith did with Derrick Henry in Tennessee, and you look at what the guy did with Ryan Tannehill. Go get him Justin Fields and see what he can do with Fields, especially under the leadership of Mike Tomlin. I think that would be a huge move for the Steelers. I think that would be a massive step in the right direction for that franchise. The Steelers would be a scary team if they can get that and continue to draft and develop some players if they go out and get Justin Fields. But, yeah, that's kind of my thoughts on this whole situation with Justin Fields and who's he going to end up playing for next year. But, let me know who you guys think is going to go after him, who's going to get him, what the Bears are going to do with all of that they get to decide throughout the entire offseason. So go comment, check out my YouTube channel, American Football Network. Let me reach that goal of 13,000 subs, or excuse me, 1,300 subs, not quite to 13,000 yet. 1,300 by the end of February. And also check out the Podcast Boys Network on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. We appreciate all you guys tuning in, whether live or on the recordings on YouTube. We appreciate all of your support. Let us know in the comments what you thought, and we'll see you next time.